Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 of the game, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on this Tuesday. Let's say hello now to Ross Tucker, who's on the line with us. Always enjoy our conversations with him from CBS and Westwood One. Ross, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Before we get into some football, we've talked to you about this before, but I know you're really passionate about MyFrontPageStory.com and this really cool Valentine's gift with Valentine's just around the corner. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's by far the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever seen. It's pretty incredible, actually. You talk to a writer for like 10 minutes while you're driving home from work, or if you just want to fill out an email, you can do that too. Tell them how amazing your significant other is or wife, whatever, whoever you want to give it to. They write this awesome story. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, like framed, like it's on the cover of the Tennessean, like framed beautiful pictures of you and her, the kids, if you have them. And then to me, the key with any gift is when you give it to them, it's kind of how you deliver it. To be able to say, I wanted to do something special for you this year, hun, so I had a story written about you. Like, that just sounds so money, it's not even funny. And then they actually go ahead and read the story and see the quotes from you, like, I don't thank her enough for all the little things she does for me and the kids. I mean, they cry almost every time. It's absolutely unbelievable. And then they have it hanging up in the house because it's framed. Highly, highly recommend it. MyFrontPageStory.com. At a minimum, just throw your email address in there so you get the 20% discount right away if you want to use it for Mother's Day or anniversary or whatever. MyFrontPageStory.com.
Definitely need to check that out, MyFrontPageStory.com. I want to start with our team, the Titans. You had the opportunity to call a few of their games this year, and I'm sorry about that you had to sit through all of that because it was rough at times. But when you watch Brian Callahan as a coach, and he was a rookie head coach, what do you see? Because I'm still intrigued, because even though this team was not very good, obviously they have questions at quarterback, and that's the reason they have the number one overall pick. I do think there could still be something there with Brian Callahan. What do you see?
Yeah, I liked him. You know, obviously being in three production meetings with him for both Texans games as well as the Colts game, got a chance to go ahead and talk with him a few times. Really like his approach. Really, really like the way he goes about it. And one of my favorite moments of the season was when somebody evidently, I guess, was saying that, you know, the team was soft. And I could just tell you, watching them, that I certainly did not get that vibe at all. And I loved the way that he defended them. I thought that was really, really cool. I think he's a good coach. I think really, really hard to win in the NFL if you're not getting, you know, at least average quarterback play. And they weren't. I mean, they were getting bottom five quarterback play in the league, and that is a lot to overcome, and I think that they were a pretty good example of that.
We're talking to Ross Tucker on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Ross, I got to hear you on the radio on Sunday. Great job as always. I wanted to ask you, I'm a former offensive lineman, you're a lineman. To see Saquon Barkley run the football and just to take away the other team, I hate to say it, their soul, and to see that, which we don't get to see a lot, what's that like in person watching that guy run?
Oh, man. It's like breathtaking. It really is. It's so rare. It's funny because the only guy I can remember in like the last 20 to 30 years that seemingly had this many house calls was Chris Johnson, who you guys had.
Right.
I can't remember what years Chris was doing that, but it's like the only other guy I can remember that as a running back, every time he gets the ball, you're thinking this could be going. I mean, it's like you don't really think of explosive plays in the running game that much. You know, usually we talk about explosive plays in the passing game, but he's done it over and over and over again. Now, it certainly helps when you have the best offensive line in football, and you'll appreciate this. I mean, I played for five teams in 7 years. I've been around a lot of big people in my life. The Eagles, I believe, I do not think this is hyperbole. I think they have the most physically impressive offensive line we've ever seen. I mean, I do their preseason games, so I'm around these guys a lot. Mailata is 6'8", 380 pounds, and runs well. I mean, you should check out the rugby videos when he was in Australia. The left guard, Landon Dickerson, is 6'6", 360, and very athletic. The center, Cam Jurgens, he's like a different type of freak show. He played tight end his first couple years at Nebraska. So he's more like a Jason Kelce, like, athletic freak. Becton at right guard is, I mean, you can check the combine, but he's like 6'7" and a half, 365. And then I guess Lane Johnson's like the little guy at 6'6", 335 with rippled abs. I mean, I just, we've never seen anything like it. And I think that they're obviously well coached by Jeff Stoutland, but on some level, they just kind of wear people down, you know, over the course of the game because of just how incredibly gifted they are. I mean, all five of them are freaks. Lane Johnson ran like a 4.8, I think, at the combine. I mean, they're all just they are a special breed of freakazoids.
We're talking to Ross Tucker here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. So kind of keeping with the offensive line theme, I mean, that's obviously another issue for the Tennessee Titans. That they've had really the last few years. But when you saw that left side in particular with J.C. Latham coming off his rookie year and Peter Skoronski in his second year, get Cushenberry back at center after the injury, do you think they do have something to build upon with that left side at least?
I do. Now, I will say this. I think both those guys still have some ways to go. You know, I mean, I thought Skoronski probably better as a pass blocker than he was as a run blocker. I think I'd like to see a little bit more physicality from him. JC does not have like typical left tackle, you know, silky smooth feet. So both those guys, I think I'm really anxious and to see them take the next step and curious as to whether or not, you know, they'll be able to do it.
Is Bill Callahan the right guy to work with them though?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go against his track record, right? I mean, yeah, anybody that's ever, you know, been around him swears by him. He's obviously done a terrific job over the years. I actually thought he did some good things this year, even with like, when Raidens was at right guard, I thought he played better than he had at times. They couldn't really figure out the right tackle spot. But I do think, yes, I mean, they're certainly better coached than a lot of the other offensive lines I see around the league that are making a lot more mental errors than those guys are making.
Ross, I was looking. You got to play for a variety of different head coaches. You played for Steve Spurrier, Mike Mularkey, which we knew well here, and Bill Belichick. So I think you are well-rounded because you got with three coaches who were so different than each other. I think that benefits you when you get to call and watch football now.
Nine head coaches during my NFL career overall. Marty Schottenheimer, Steve Spurrier, Dave Campo, Bill Parcells, Greg Williams, Mike Mularkey, Bill Belichick, Romeo Crennel, Joe Gibbs.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable? And I mean, I guess three of them are Hall of Famers. It's interesting because I've been talking about this a lot the last couple of days with Brian Schottenheimer getting the head coaching job for the Cowboys. I thought Marty was the best one of them all. I mean, you know, obviously he doesn't have the track record for you to make an argument, but I'm just saying, like, as a player,
right,
being there, watching, you know, how they talk to us, watching how they got us ready for the game, I would have said Marty Schottenheimer. I'll still tell you, Marty Schottenheimer was the best head coach that I ever had.
I would say that a lot of people would say that. Obviously, Marty did a great job. Ross, real quick, myfrontpagestory.com. Give people a little more information before we let you go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, regardless of whether you already know what you want for Valentine's Day gifts to give someone or not, go to myfrontpagestory.com. Just check these things out, see what they're like. Throw your email address in there so you get an immediate 20% discount. And then, you know, we'll send you an email before Valentine's or before Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever. I can just tell you the feedback on these things has been amazing. Life is short. Make sure people know how you feel about them. MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com.
Ross, thanks so much for the time as always. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the Super Bowl here in a couple weeks.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Yep, Ross Tucker joining us here on the program, CBS and Westwood One analyst and a former offensive lineman as well. So good to get that perspective.
9 head coaches.
That's crazy.
Now, and then a crazy owner in Jerry Jones.
Yeah, well, you know, so you got to have that.
He ran the game.
Well, and he had, with Gibbs, didn't he have Dan Snyder?
That's right.
So that's another one for sure. We'll come back. We'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays here on this Tuesday edition. It's Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.